As popular as Captain Jean-Luc Picard visiting a sci-fi convention in Worcester, it's Alfalfa's Premiership Show. Yes, that right. Well, yes, that's right. I'm back by popular demand. Well, to be honest, I went to Spain, had a good time, went to see Barcelona and News to Hercules, but that's another different story. Maybe you'll listen to the Espanol version of Alfalfa's Premiership Show. Anyhow, let's kick off with this week's scores and crazy results that have happened. What a result for Newcastle. They've done extremely well. Hatem Ben Arfa on his first game for Newcastle scored an absolute screamer, and I think he's a really, really good loan signing. Definitely a quality player that a lot of the top clubs were looking at, and well, Newcastle is now a top club, and they have really done well. Everton, unfortunately, not so good, and are now firmly in the bottom three. Speaking of bottom three, West Ham, I thought, battled gallantly against Stoke, taking the lead. Stoke responded with a Ken Win-Jones power header. Robert Green just doesn't look the same since the World Cup. He just can't seem to catch footballs anymore, which just doesn't really help if you're a goalkeeper. Anyhow, problems for West Ham and Stoke. Well, they've done okay and they'll be disappointed with that result. I thought Fulham as well had a really good result against Blackburn. It's not easy going to Ewood Park. They're a tough team to beat. They're physical and they can put it about. But they've also learning to develop some nous and some skill. And I thought Dempsey's equaliser was valid. It was really good. And in the evening kickoff, strange result, I thought. Arsenal really should have won that game. Fabregas taking the lead. And then they get a penalty. And who takes it? Rosicky? What was Shamak doing? Doing up his laces? Styling that hair? Who knows? But I don't think Rosicky should have taken it. And Sunderland persisted. And have to admit, probably deserved their point at the end of the game. Bent, the most overlooked England player of recent times. Well, striker, I mean. Was there to put it in the back of the net to infuriate Wenger and to make Steve Bruce feel quite happy and go home and enjoy his meal. Spurs, trying to avoid the European hangover, looked like they were heading that way. Seemed like they'd consumed 6 pints of Guinness each, but they turned around a 1-0 losing position, winning against Wolverhampton 3-1. Van der Vaart. He's superb, a real quality acquisition for that club. He stuck out at Real Madrid. He's, of course, going to stick out at Spurs, and he's a really good addition and adds to their armoury for sure. A shock result, I thought, was West Brom. They're beating Birmingham 3-1. That's really strange, especially after Birmingham went 1-0 up. And who can forget the old Chelsea Express, the intercity of the Premiership at the moment, just not stopping anywhere, direct route to the top. Drogba, Kalu, Malouda, just terminating Blackpool, and I thought they actually done well in the second half. And, well, OK, if Chelsea are the intercity, then the Silverlink County Service has to be Man City, fast becoming the intercity if they have their own way in buying new parts, i.e. players. Tevez and Yaya Toure put Wigan to bed. There's just nothing really left to say about that. Oh, apart from the game of the weekend, Man United 3, Liverpool 2. I thought it was a very interesting game. Liverpool are lost. They're in a rebuilding phase. And so it can't be expected for them to repeat sort of what Benitez had achieved in the, I think, 08-09 season when they came so close to winning the league. That said, I don't think Man United, who burped off an individually great performance, are also doing particularly well. They've lost Valencia, who I think are key to them, and they had a good game, but they're not, I would say, in elite performance at the moment. They're not functioning fully, and should they have found themselves in the Champions League knockout stages, this playing like this, they would have been knocked out quite easily. That said, though, it was a stirring comeback from Liverpool, but it just had to be Man United at home had the extra impetus to just bring it home. And, you know, Berbatov's hat-trick was superb. There's no question, apart from perhaps why was Torres marking Berbatov? Very, very strange. Well, I've got to go now because it's five minutes are almost up and that's all I've got. Bye!